Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Beis, and we are at the beginning of a new Masechta, the top of Sanhedrin, daf Beis, Omer Aleph. So Baruch Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. Obviously, every time you start a new Masechta, so it's a new beginning, a new chapter in the daf yomi cycle. But I think that Masechta Sanhedrin is a little bit more significant, as we've now officially concluded the yeshivisha part of the daf yomi cycle. Chelek, a chunk of Shas that began, believe it or not, close to 3 years ago. Masechtas Yevamos, Ksubis, Nedarim, Gittin, Kedushin, Bava Kama, Bava Tzia, Bava Basra. So the parcel of real estate that takes up more than a third of Shas began literally close to 3 years ago. And Baruch Hashem, the really difficult sugyas and the real festa parts of Shas. So, as Benanis, the Gemara says in the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, Reitzer Lahachkim Yasek B'dinei Mominis, so the real intense stuff is somewhat behind us as we turn our attention. We're still in Seyedin Ezekin, but certainly to a much lighter Masechtas Sanhedrin. So Masechtas Sanhedrin, as its name suggests, talks about the Sanhedrin. We're all familiar with the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin were the 71 judges, the Supreme Court of Klal Yisrael. They sat in the Lishkas Hagazis, in the Mokum HaMishkan. There was a Nasi, there was an Av Bezdin, and they were the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael. But as we're going to see, the Masechta doesn't just deal with the Sanhedrin, as in the Bezdin HaGadol, but it deals with some of the smaller Bati Dinim that were established throughout the Tfutzos Yisrael. Our Mishnah, right here in the Beis Aman Aleph, is going to discuss a Bezdin that was made up of 3 Dayanim, a Bezdin that was made up of 5 Dayanim, 7 Dayanim, 10 Dayanim, Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel, a Bezdin that was made up of 23 Dayanim. So the theme of Masechta Sanhedrin is Sanhedrin, as its name suggests, the laws of Dayanim, which of course will get involved in Hilchas Eidos, Dinei Knosses, Dinei Mominis, Dinei Nefashis, Perek Arba Misois, you have the laws of Ben Noyach, Perek Ben Tzayir Moir, so a lot of beautiful Geshmak, hashtag grade, a lot of Agadita, a lot of really nice, light sugyas that are going to flow, that are going to come about from this general theme, the context, the backdrop of which is the laws of Bezdin, the laws of Sanhedrin. Now that's obvious that in order to have a functioning society, you have to have dayanim, you have to have judges. There has to be a court system. In fact, dinim is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. The Ramban says that the reason Shechem was chayev misa and Shimon HaLevi wiped out that entire village was because they violated the laws of dinim. Dinim is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's something that's necessary in order to have a functioning society. And there's no society in the world that doesn't have dinim on some level. And obviously, the judges that are on those courts, they control a lot of power because based on decisions that they make, they can influence a lot that goes on. United States Supreme Court, which has 9 members, every time there's a seat that's up. So depending on whether there's a Republican or a Democrat as President of the United States who has power to appoint a Supreme Court justice, they will very often use that seat to be able to promote their social agenda. So there's nothing to talk about that being a judge, certainly a Supreme Court justice, is something that's very, very important. But as we're going to see that in the context of Yiddishkeit, in the context of Chazal, it was something that was much more than just a position of power, a seat that a politician could perhaps manipulate in order for him to be able to promote his agenda. The emes is that you see in the Torah many, many times the idea of judges. In fact, there are 3 parshias that begin with this top. Parshias Yisroi starts with Yisroi, Chayis and Moshe, giving him advice how to set up a judicial system. Parshias Mishpatim, Ve'ilam Mishpatim, Asher Tosin Luke's name. Take a look at Rashi in the beginning of Parshias Mishpatim, who brings many important chazals regarding Tayonim. And of course, Parshias Shoiftim. Shoiftim v'shoitrim, titein l'cha, b'chol sha'arecha. So there's nothing to talk about that the Torah chazes over this theme, this idea of the judges. So just one ha'ara as an introduction, just to get us into the flavor and the feel for the importance that the Dayanim, the judges, and specifically the Sanhedrin HaGadol played in Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Beis Aman Aleph is going to say that the Makar, that the Sanhedrin, the Bezdin HaGadol, was made up of 71 Dayanim, is a Pasuk in Parshas Baal Loischa. In Parshas Baal Loischa, the Pasuk says that Vayihi Ha'am Kimisoininim, Rabba Ozne Hashem. The Yidden came complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. They tell Moshe, it's very nice, you took us in the Midbar, you give us man, but all we get is man, man, man. Genug shem with the man. We want a bissel flesh, we want slav, we want something real. And then after several psukim describing the tainas that Klal Yisrael had to Moshe Rabbeinu, the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and he says, "Lo yuchal anochi levadi losis is kol ha'mazeh, ki kovei mimeni." It's beyond my, I can't handle this anymore. The Yidden, they keep on complaining, I need a little bit of help. Fast forward several psukim later, Vayayim Hashem al Moshe. Hashem turns to Moshe and he says, "Esfeli shivin mishmi ziknei Yisrael. You ask for help, I'm going to give you help. Go gather 70 members of Klal Yisrael. Asha yodata, people that are hand chosen, that you know, ki heim ziknei ha'am v'shoitra, v'lokachta says, "You ask for help, I'm going to give you help. Go gather 70 people, these 70-ish miziknei Yisrael, asher yodato, ki hem ziknei yom v'shoitrov, they're going to be your people that are going to help." Says the Mishnah, that just like when Moshe Rabbeinu asked for help, he needed other manhigim. How many manhigim did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Moshe? 70. Which means that if you add Moshe to the 70, you had 71 leaders. It's for that reason, that's the makar, that L'dayris. Whenever there was going to be a Sanhedrin, it was going to be made up of 71. There would be 70 plus one who was the Nasi, he was the leader. 71, the makar is Parashas Ba'aloyscha, Esfuli Shivimish Mizikne Yisrael. It's interesting, if you take a look at the Ramban, the Parashas Ba'aloyscha, so Ramban has an Arichus Gadol with regards to this idea of 70. Why 70 or 71? I'll just read to you some excerpts from it. Kvar hezkiru Chazal, ki shivim umbois heim, b'shivim vashem. Says Ramban, we know Chazal say that there are 70 nations, shivim umbois, 70 nations in the world. Each nation has its own language. In other words, there are 70 languages in the world. Each ummah, each nation has a sar, lamayla, a malach, that acts as an intermediary on behalf of that respective nation. So everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on the world, he's mashpia through conduits, through intermediaries. Each ummah has its own intermediary, has its own tsar, has its own mazal. If there's 70 ummah, 70 lashonos, then how many sorim and mazalos are there in Shemayim? There's 70 as well. Says the Ramban va'amru, Chazal said, ki poriachag yirmezubahem, that there were 70 bulls that were brought as korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash on the Yontif of Sukkot. One keneged each one of the 70 nations. You find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has 70 malachim hasoivim v'moisoi etzal kisei kvoidai. You find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an entourage of 70 malachim, so to speak. When the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, says the Ramban, the Yordei Mitzrayim were also 70. And says Ramban, it's for that reason, tzivo b'mispar hazeh b'shoifti Yisrael, that the Shoifti Yisrael should always be 70 as well. So there's a lot of significance in the number 70. 70 umois, 70 lashoinois, 70 sorim, Uma Zolois. You have the 70 Pariachak. You have the Shivim Malochim that are Soivim Kisei Kvoide. You have the 70 people that went out to Mitzrayim together with Yaakov. And finally, says the Ramban, it's for that reason, Ledoira is something that's going to be eternal. Whenever there's a Klal Yisrael, whenever there's Shriyan Alad Maslan, there's going to be a Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin is going to be made up at 70 as well. Says the Ramban, what's the pshat? Kei amispar hazeh, the reason 70 is so important, because this number 70, yichlo kol hadeyos, biyoysoy koilol kol hachoychos. There are 70 ways of looking at something. And if you're going to have a Sanhedrin that's made up of 70 members, that means you can have 70 opinions, 70 deyos, and yichlo kol hadeyos, biyoysoy koilol hachoychos, vi lo yipole mehem dava. So you want that the Supreme Court shouldn't just be made up of a bunch of random intelligent people with an odd number so you can be machria in case they're at a stalemate. You want that you should have kol ha-deyos and kol ha-koichos. And you know you have that with the 70. Because there's 70 deyos, the 70 koichos. You find so many remazim to this number 70 as if it suggests some level of shleimus in the context of a Shevet Yisrael. The shleimus is you have all the opinions that you could, every Jewish opinion was included in the Sanhedrin. So if you can have all the opinions and a case is going to be brought in front of them, now at this point, you're going to be able to be machriya. It's something that we'll know for sure, we'll have the confidence that whatever we're saying is emes, because in that you have everything. Continues the Ramban, v'hine Moshe al gabi shivim zkenim. It was 70 in addition to Moshe. Es v'li shivim mish. Remez li Yisrael shu goyachet baris. And that's a remez to Klal Yisrael, who's one nation that's distinguished from the 70 nations. V'kiblu razal, ki kol sanhedri gedoyla, ha-yosheves beveis Hashem, b'mokam ha-shiyif l'shichnoi, ken yeh minyonam shivim, And there's a remez of 71 as well. Meaning, 70 plus Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the 71 of Sanhedrin. Continues the Ramban that you find a lot of significance to the number 72. Where do you find 72? The 72 oisiyos of the Shem HaMefayrish. The Shem HaGadol HaMefayrish. So the Chen HaOisiyos, the Shem HaGadol HaMefayrish, Shev HaMushnayim. What? Where do you find that in the Sanhedrin, says the Ramban? 70 plus 1, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, plus the Shekhinah. He says, because the Shekhinah was always present, whatever the Sanhedrin was. Elikim nitzim bat askel, bekerev elikim yishpat. Ki ha-Shekhinah imoyim lahaskim al yodom. So says the Ramban, that in the Sanhedrin, you have the 70, keneged the Esfali Shiv HaMishmi Zikna Yisrael, keneged all the Ramazan that you always find for the number 70. You have 71, because just like Esfali Shiv HaMishmi Zikna Yisrael, there was someone on top of the 70. That would be the 71, the Nasi, who's on top of the entire Sanhedrin. And you find significance in 72, and there's a remnant of 72 in the Sanhedrin as well. Because Elikim Nitzav Badas Kel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashlim, the minion of Ayin Beis, and Ayin Beis really has a lot to do with the Shekhinah, because it's the 72 Oisiyas of the Shem HaMefayrish. Bottom line is, you have 70, 71, and you have 72 as well. And then the Ramban sends you to something that he wrote in Parshas Tishbach. And it's interesting because a lot of the big Yisoidas that the Ramban said in his Pirush al HaTorah, he repeats many, many times. In the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, the Ramban, on the pasuk that says, V'yigisha yadoinov Elo Elohim. So we know that one of the words that are used in the Torah to describe Bezdin was Elohim. Now, Elohim, B'Lashem Kodesh, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you find Elohim, B'Lashem Chayil, Elohim Acherim, when you're talking about Avodah Zarah. But you find that Bezdin is referred to as Elohim. Many, many, many times you find the word Elohim describing Bezdin. Says Ramban, what's the reason for it? What's the tifkait? Uledaiti, says Ramban, Yoimer Akasa, V'Yigisha Elo Elohim, V'Adu Elohim Yovit, V'Ashneim Lirmois, Ki Yie Elohim Imohim B'Dvar Mishpat. Because the Shekhinah was Shoira together with the Sanhedrin. That's the 72. The Shekhinah was Shoira together with the Mikdash. Hu Yatzdik, Hu Yashia. V'zeu Sha'omah Ashi Yashiyun Elohim. V'kach Amar Moshe, Ki HaMishpat Leiloi Kim. Hu. V'chein Amar Yoishofot, Ki Loi Lo'odim Tishpatu L'kid Hashem. V'imachim Dvar Mishpat, Eloi Kim Nisa Bat Haskel. B'kerev Eloi Kim Yishpat, etc., etc. So the point is, says the Ramban, that the reason Bezdin was referred to as Elohim, it's a remez that the Shekhinah, the real Eloi Kim, with Shoira. He says it again in Parashat Shoftim. We all know the halacha. Kasha Zoman, but like Kasha Rasa. So what's Kasha Zoman? If two Edom want something bad to happen to somebody, and then two other Edom come and they makrish them. And they say, Imanu Yisim v'ma complaining. So what's the, what does the Torah say? Like so you do to them what it is that they wanted to do. But Rashi brings in Makrish Tavez, Kasha Zoman, but like Kasha Rasa. So if two Edom wanted someone to get killed, and then before Bezin had a chance to kill him, they were proven to be liars, kasha zaman, then they get punished. But let's say Bezin actually killed the person, then you don't do anything. What's the difference? It makes no sense. So kasha zaman, v'loy kasha rasa, fakeret, isn't it a kal v'chaymer? Madach kasha zaman, that's certainly kasha rasa. Says the Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, Parashat Shoftim, you know what the reason is? The reason is very simple. Because Elohim nitzav badas kel, wherever there's a Bezdin, there's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means that if Bezdin goes and kills somebody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to this person being killed. Otherwise, he could have never been killed. So you now want to punish these Edom because you caused Bezdin to kill this person. If this person didn't deserve to die, he wouldn't have died. Because these people don't just have the authority to kill whoever they want to kill. There's a 72nd member to the Sanhedrin. The 72nd member is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if Hashem didn't want him to die, he went to die. So kasha zomam, that will kill you. But v'loy kasha rasa, because to the extent that something happened, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskin, and if he was maskin, how could we do anything? One excerpt from the Ramban. V'nei kol zem maila gedoyla b'shoifte Yisrael. V'haftocha shakadosh baruch hu maskim ayodam v'imohem bedvar ha-mishpat dvorim miflom, says the Ramban. Either way, 70, 71, 72. I'll tell you one fascinating thing, and that is Chasam Sofer in two places, in his Teres Moshe, and it's also in a tshuva, it's in Chayshim Mishpat, sin in Kuf Tzadigim, tucked away in his Shailos and Tshuvas in Chayshim Mishpat, says that we know that there are 70 Umas, but he says, I found in a Sefer that somebody had a different Cheshvan, not 70, 72. The Sefer that the Chasam Sofer found it in is in the Sefer Ma'or Hinayim, and the reason this is significant is because we know a little bit of history. The Sefer Ma'or Hinayim was written by a 16th century Italian gadol whose name was Reb Azaria Min HaAdumim. It's not clear why he was called Min Adumim. Some say because he was from Rome, which is Edom, which is Esav. But either way, Azariah Min Adumim wrote a sefer called Mo'ere Naim. It was a very, very controversial sefer. It was a critique on many Mamori Agado, where he seemed to question the veracity of some Chazals. It was so controversial that the Maral said, you're not allowed to learn the sefer Mo'ere Naim. And the Beis Yosef once sent people to try to hunt out every sefer Mo'ere Naim you could find and burn it. Amazingly, the Chassam Sofer quotes the sefer Mo'ere Naim. Not only does he quotes it in the context that made the sefer so controversial. That we have a Mesoira, 70 nations. Mo'ere Naim made a cheshbon, it's really 72. And the Chassam Sofer is bothered by it. So is it 70 or is it 72? Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you the Terence. The Terence says it's 70 and it's 72. There's 70 nations with the exception of the two that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Which two nations destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Bavel, Nebuchadnezzar, the Kazdim, they destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash. And Roimi, Edom, destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. Says the Chassam Sofer, you can't include Bavel and Edom in the Minyan Ha'umos. You can't include them. And the reason you can't include them is because what gives an Ummah a Chashivos is the fact that it has a Sar L'mayla. And says the Chassam Sofer, the Ummahs that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash do not have Sar L'mayla. Because if they had a Sar L'mayla, the Sar would never have allowed it to happen. So the fact that Bavel destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and the fact that Edom destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that's a Raya that they don't have a Sar L'mayla. If it's a Raya they don't have a Sar L'mayla, that's why they're not included. So when you always find 70, it's because there are 70 that have Sarim Lamaila. I, the Ma'ari Naim, made a cheshbon that it's really 72. The Teretz is, his cheshbon was all the Umayyads, including Bavel and Edom. Chazal didn't count Bavel and because Chazal had a very specific criteria that you needed in order to make the cut. In order to make the cut, you had to have a Sar L'mayla. Those two Umayyads don't have Sarim L'mayla. How do I know that? Because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. And had they not destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, had a Sar L'mayla, it could have never come to Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he has a little bit of an arichos, and then he fears that he's with a punchline. His punchline is that you mentioned that the Makar to 70, or one of the Makaris to 70, is Espoli Shivim Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. Rashi brings in Parashas Baal Oyscha. It's Perek Yed Aleph, Pasuk Chavav. So Hashem tells Moshe, gather 70. So he goes to each Shevet, and he wants to take equally from each Shevet. There are 12 Shvatim. If you were going to take equally, you would have to take 6 from each. But the problem is 6 times 12 is 72. So 2 Shvatim were going to have 5. The other 10 were going to have 6. And Rashi had Moshe had a little bit of a dilemma. He wasn't sure how to go about it. Because none of the Shvatim wanted that their Shevet should only be represented with 5 members. Each one wanted to have 6. Ain't shevet shemeli lifchos mishiftoi zokin. Ma'os, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu do. He had a patent. His patent was not al ayin based piskin. He took 72 pieces of paper. Because of al shivim zokin, on 7 of them he wrote the word zokin. Val shnayim cholik, and 2 of them he left blank. Ubir mi kol shevet v'shevet shisha. He took 72 zikanim, 6 from each shevet. Voyu ayin based. Omelem, and he told him, klu piskecha mitech kalpi. Pick out a letter. Misha ala biyadi zokin eskadesh, u misha ala biyadi chalak, amalei amakim lechafetz b'cha. That's what happened. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu end up doing it? How did he get his 70? He took 72. 2 of them were left blank. 70 had zokin. Esfali shivim mishmi zikni Yisrael. Everyone picks one. The 70 that end up with zokin, they're the ones that are going to be members of Sanhedrin. The other 2, they're going to be on the outside looking. It says the Chassam Sofer, who were the other 2? Chazal told us. It was Eldon Ameda. Eldon Ameda Misnava B'machna. What was the Nevoah? Moshe Meis V'Yeshua Machnas. Zok, the Heilige Chassam Sofer. We know that had Moshe Rabbeinu gone into Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash would have never been destroyed. Chazal said in many places. Moshe Rabbeinu entering Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't have been Churban Beis HaMikdash. Which means that Eldon Ameda, when they said Nevoah, what was their Nevoah? That the Beis HaMikdash would be Chorev one day. Because Moshe Meis V'Yeshua Machnas, now it's going to be Shayach, now it's going to be possible to have a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Zok Tachsam Sofer, how many Umas are there? It's 70 that are really 72. 70 they have a Sar L'mayla, 2 that don't have a Sar L'mayla. Why do 2 not have a Sar L'mayla? That's Bavel, that's Edom, those are the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So the 70 Skenim that was all of Yodhi Zokin, they represented, they were Kineg in the 70 Umois. The 2 that were Cholok, the other 2, it's 70, which are 72. It starts with 72, but these are the blanks. These represent the 2 Umayis that don't have a Sa'ar L'mayla. Why don't they have a Sa'ar L'mayla? Because they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Elder Umayda picked up those two piskin. What was Elder Umayda's Nevuah? Moshe Meis. Moshe Meis is going to be a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Because they represent the two Umayis that actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, some Dvarim Neflam. But the point is that you see from here that this number 70 isn't just an arbitrary number. There are 9 Supreme Court justices. It's not just an arbitrary number, but it's koil kol adeyos, it's koil kol akoichos, this tifkaid, it's kineged, all the different symbolisms of 70 that you find. But the emes is just one other ha'ara, and that is that you find that the Gemara says, we're going to learn it later, Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amar Aleph, a very important Gemara, where the Gemara says that kol dayin shedon din emes lamitoi mashra shechina b'Yisrael. Shenemar alikim nitzavat askel, like we just mentioned. V'chol dayim she'ein don din emes lamitoy goyim l'shchina shetestalik miYisrael. So a dayim that's don din emes lamitoy, he's goyim l'shchina. If he doesn't dan a din emes lamitoy, he could cause the shchina to go away. So you see that the mokim hamikdash is somewhat, or the mokim hasanedrin is somewhat related to hashoyes hashchina. It could be that's the reason that the Sanhedrin used to sit in the Lishkas Hagazas. Why did they sit in the Lishkas Hagazas? Why did they sit in the Beis HaMikdash? You couldn't find somewhere else for them to sit? Why was it important for them to sit in the Makom HaMikdash? So the Pashup Shad is because the Rambam says in the end of Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Mikdash that Bezden HaGadol Hoyo Yoshvin B'Lishkas Hagazas V'Ikr Maseyem HaTadr Shehen Yoshvin V'Donen En HaSakuna U'Boitkin HaSakayhana B'Yuchsin Ovumumen. So I think if you ask someone this as a trivia question, most people would get it wrong. What was the Iker thing that the Sanhedrin was busy with? It was checking if somebody was a meyuchis. He is a good kohen. He's not a good kohen. So the Ram seems to be saying that's the reason that he sat lishkas hagazas. The reason Sanhedrin sat by the lishkas hagazas is because they were very involved with kohanim, with avodah. So it took place in the Malakam HaMikdash. But I think Lafi, everything we're saying, it's much deeper than that, because alikim nitzav badas kel. The Shechina is the 72nd member kaviyochol of the Sanhedrin. If that's the case, it makes sense that the Sanhedrin should be sitting in a place where there's Ashoyes Hashchina. They sat in the Mokim HaMikdash, the Mokim where even after Churban Beis HaMikdash the Shechina was Shoyra. So in the place where there's the greatest manifestation of Shechina, it was Daika, over there where Sanhedrin sat. And again, that's a raya, it's a remez to everything that we're saying, that the Sanhedrin weren't just a bunch of wise people that were going to decide, but there's divine intervention. There's a divine intervention. That's why they're called Elohim. It's a remez to the idea that the Shechina is a member of the Sanhedrin. It makes a lot of sense for that reason that there'd be a Makom HaMikdash. Either way, on that note, we begin a very long Mishnah. Tzok the Mishnah, Dinei Mamonos B'Shloisha. So all Dinei Mamonos that a Beis Din would have to preside over, how many Dayanim? So you didn't need the Sanhedrin. You didn't have to go to the Beis Din HaGadol anytime there's some monetary dispute between Reuven and Shimon. But Shloisha, 3 Dayanim, they were worthy, they were able to pass in Dinei Mamonos. Gzeilois V'Chavolois B'Shloisha. So what's Gzeilois? Gazlin. If someone is being accused of being a Gazlin, you need a Bezin to preside over it. 3 Dayanim. What's Chavolos? Hachayva b'chaverim. Somebody hits his friend. Chayva chamisha d'var. Nezek, tzar, ripuy, sheves, boishes. So the Bezin that presided over Chavolos also was a Bezin that was comprised of 3 Dayanim. Nezek, v'chatzi nezek. So nezek is when somebody shor damages or if somebody hits somebody. Chatzi nezek, that's a shor tam. Tashlum mekeifa v'tashlum me'abra v'chamisha v'shloisha. Ha'ines v'amefata. If someone's ma'anis and naira besula, he had to pay a knas. He had to pay 50 kesef to the father of this naira. V'amefata. Or if somebody was mefata a naira besula, he also had to pay a knas. V'amoytzi shemra b'shloisha. Devi ramit. And say, Moitzi Shemra be'esrim v'shloisha. Moitzi Shemra is not b'shloisha. Moitzi Shemra is be'esrim v'shloisha. Nei she'esh b'dinei nefashos. Because Moitzi Shemra can lead to dinei nefashos. How would it lead to dinei nefashos? Because if we find out that it's true, what's a Moitzi Shemra? A man marries a woman, he thinks she's a psula, and then he says, Le'mitzasi le'bitcha psula. By the Bir Rishon, it was obvious that she really wasn't a psula. So now, Bezin's going to look into it. If they find out that she was Mizana after Erison, which happened 12 months before Nisuin. And before Nisuin, during that interim period, she's going to be Chayav Misa. So right now, say the Chachamim, we need to preempt that this may lead one day to a Dinei Nefashos. So from the get-go, from the onset, they already brought a bezdin shel esr v'shloisha, a bezdin shel chav gimel, because that was the bezdin that was necessary in order to paskin dinei nefashos. Makos v'shloisha. Bezdin's going to give somebody makos. How many dayanim? 3. Shum Rabbi Shmuel Amar esr v'shloisha, 23. Ibur hachodesh v'shloisha, a bezdin that's presiding over an ibur hachodesh, 3. Ibur hashana, if bezdin wants to be ma'aber, not just a chodesh, we're not just adding a day to the month, but ibur hashana, we're adding an adar sheni. They would start with 3 dayanim, and then they would bring another 2 to handle whether they really should be ma'abed hashana or not. The goyim b'shiva, and they would conclude with 7. But the evidence, if you only had 3 dayanim in order to be goymer, that in and of itself would be fine. So you see already from the Mishnah that being ma'abed hashana was a very big deal. 3 and then 5 and then 7, something that the Gemara, see this next week, is going to discuss in great detail. Smichas kenim va'arifas eglo b'shloish. So what's smichas kenim? If the majority of Klal Yisrael does an avera b'shoigig, an avera that had they done b'mezid, they would have been chayiv karas. So ordinarily, if a yachid does an avera b'shoigig that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas, he has to bring a karban chatas. But if the majority of Klal Yisrael does the same avera, everyone did this avera, and the reason they did it is because Bezdin paskined a certain way, and they were following the psak of Bezdin, and that caused them to do it. So they have to bring a special chatas. It's called the par helim dover shel tzibor. And the halacha then is that 3 members of the Sanhedrin, 3 dayanim would come, they would do smicha on this animal. It's always a mitzvah smicha that was done on a carbon. So you need the members of Bezdin to do it. How many members? 3. Arifas Eglo, Egla Rufa was presided over again by Bezdin Shal Shloisha. The Rav Shimon, Yudah Emi B'chamish. HaChalitza, V'amiyunim Mishloisha. So we know what Chalitza is. What's Mion? That's a Ktana that's married only with the Rabbanon. If she wants, she can leave her marriage without getting a divorce from her husband. But Mion has to be done in front of Bezdin. How big of a Bezdin? Shloisha. Neter Revai. Somebody has revai. Revai are pears that grow in Eretz Yisrael. The first 3 years, they're early, you're not allowed to eat them. The 4th year, they're revai. What does that mean? If you want, you could eat it, but only in Yerushalayim. If you can't take it up to Yerushalayim, for whatever reason, you could be poided. You could transfer the kedusha from the pears onto money, eat the pears as if they're chulin, and take the money, when you get around to it, go to Eretz Yisrael. It's treated essentially like Maisa Sheni. So neter Ravai u'Maisa Sheni she'en dom of Yiduim b'shloisha. So if you now want to be poida Ravai u'Maisa Sheni, you want to transfer the Kedusha from these payers onto money, so you have to have someone evaluate, assess, how much these payers are worth. Because if you know how much these payers are worth, how are you going to do the pidyon? How are you going to do the transfer? So you couldn't just hire some local contractor and ask him to do an independent assessment. You needed a bezdin to preside over it. Ha-hekdesha is b'shloisha. Same is true if you want to be paid the hekdesh. Ha-erichin ha-metaltal b'shloisha. The laws of erichin, if they're metaltalim, require a bezdin shal shloisha. Rabbi Yehuda imechem koyim. 1 of 3 have to be a koyim. Va-karkois tisha v'koyim. The Adam, and if we're dealing with Erechim that involves Adam, Kiyotzvem, it's treated like Karka. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Dine Nefashis, Vesem Vishleish. Dine Nefashis is 23. Haroiva, Vahanirva, Be Esrim, Vishleisha. If someone is Reveya, animal, or an animal that's Reveya, or Isha, if an animal was involved in a Maisa Revia, in a Maisa's Nus, said he would kill the animal, and the animal also was killed, I'll be bezin shall chav gimel. Shenema v'raktis ha'isha v'esa behema. V'oimer v'esa behema tarogos. So we're makish the isha that's being killed to the behema that's being killed. Just like the isha being killed, that's an ordinary dinei nefashis. You need a bezin shall esrim v'shloisha. So too the behema is going to be the same way. Shara niskel v'esrim v'shloisha. Whenever you kill a shara niskel, it's bezin shall chav gimel. Shenema asher yisakel v'gam ba'al of yumas. And we learn from here the immortal words. K'misas bailim kach misas ashar. And just like the bailim is b'chav gimel, so too the shar is b'chav gimel. Zev, Vari, a wolf, a lion, a doiv is a bear, a namar is a leopard, the habardalus, a lot of controversy what a bardalus is. Some say, by the way, a bardalus is a skunk, which would make it very puzzling why it would be in this. Like, who doesn't belong here? Zev, an ari, a doiv, a namar, that darken lahazik, shmilas and alecha. A skunk could spray you, maybe, but that's about as far as it can. The hanachosh, misas and vasa b'shloisha. If they do something, so they're also going to get killed by Esim v'Shloisha. What's the Chiddush? It's not only a Shor HaNiskel, but a Ze'ev HaNiskel, and an Ari, and a Dov, etc. Rabbi Elazar Eimer, Kol HaKoydim L'Hargat Zocha. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, Misasir V'Esim v'Shloisha. Again, we'll see clearly what exactly this Machlokes is in the Gemara. Ein Donin, Lo Yis HaShevet, V'Lo Yis Navi Sheker. Beis Din had a judge, an entire shevet, or Rashi says the majority of a shevet, or a Navi Sheker, or a Kohen Gadol, LLP Beis Din Shal Shivim Ve'echad. So when did the Sanhedrin have to get involved? When did we have to tap into the Supreme Court? It wasn't for Dine Mominus, not Gzelos V'Chavolos, Nezek Chatzin Nezek, Tashlumi Kheifel, even Dine Nefoshes is only Beis Din Shal Chav Gimel. So when do we need to go to the Beis Din HaGadol in order to establish something? Says the Mishnah, there's a few examples. Number one, if the majority of a shevet is being prosecuted, you can't do that in front of some local Beis Din. You can't even do it in front of a Beis Din Shal Chav Gimel. For that already, you needed the Beis Din HaGadol. A Navi Sheker and the Kohen Gadol would all be the same. And apparently, these are all Klal Yisrael macro issues. And being that these are issues that affect all of Klal Yisrael, one person dies, it doesn't necessarily affect all of Klal Yisrael. Not directly, anyways. But a Navi Sheker, the majority of a shevet, the Kohen Gadol, who's the leader of Klal Yisrael. So these people, if they're going to be judged, they're going to be prosecuted, it had to be done in front of the Beis Din of Klal Yisrael. The Beis Din Shal Shivim Ve'echad. Ve'im Ma'itzi L'mechemes HaRishos, Elapi Beis Din Shivim Ve'echad. You can't go to Mechemes HaRishos, you can't fight wars, unless a Beis Din allowed it to happen. Ve'im Ma'itzi Fanali here. You were able to be Ma'itzi on Yerushalayim, but only with a Beis Din Shal Ayin Aleph. Ve'alu Azores, Elapi Beis Din Shal Shivim Ve'echad. Ein Oysen Sanhedrius L'shvat, Elapi Beis Din Shal Ve'echad. Additionally, if you wanted to establish a Beis Din Shal Chav Gimel that would have the authority to pass Gideon in the Falshes, he needed that a Beis Din Shal Ayin Aleph should be the Beis Din that's going to preside over it. On the topic of Eir Nidachas, we don't make an Eir Nidachas if it's next to a city that is populated by non-Jews, and the reason is for homeland security, because we're afraid that if this city is going to be wiped out, as was the Eir Nidachas, that it's going to now make the Umois a little bit closer to Klal Yisrael. Bad things can come from it. Additionally, you're going to make three Eir Nidachas. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. Sanhedrin Gedoilos of the Mishnah Hoseh Shal Shivim Ve'echa Fiktano Shal Esrim V'Shloisha. So the Sanhedrin Gedoilah was made up of 71, and the Ketana was made up of 23. So you see that the Beis Din Shal Chav Gimel wasn't just another Beis Din. It was called the Sanhedrin Ketana. So there was Sanhedrin Gedoilah that was made up of 71, as we spoke about in the intro, and the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23. How do you know that the Sanhedrin Gedoilah was made up of 71? Shenemar, Esfuli Shivim Ish, Mizikne Yisrael, Umoisha Al Gabe. Well, we just discussed Parshas Baloischa. Hashem tells Moshe after Moshe said Leuchel Avadi Losis. He says, "Fine, as for Shivim Ish, Moshe is on top of them. Together, you have 71." Yehuda says Shivim. Minai and the Ketana Shishal Esrim Veshloisha. How do you know that a Beis Din Shal Ketana was made up of 23? Shenema Veshoftu Aeda VeHitzilu Aeda. It says in the context of Dinei Nefashes Veshoftu Aeda. There's going to be an Aeda of Dayanim that are going to be Shefik. They're going to prosecute VeHitzilu Aeda, and then they are going to be an Aeda of Yidden that are going to be advocating on behalf of the accused. Eda shoifetes, so you have an Eda of people being shoifet. The Eda matzeles, and you have an Eda of people being matzel. Harei kan esrim. How do you know that? Uminai leida shida asara. It's based on Eda being 10. Shenemad mosa leida roa zois. Yotzi shuva kolik. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at the miraglim, and he said, ad mosa leida haroa zois. And how many miraglim were there? 12. But how many miraglim was Hashem upset at? 10, because Yotz Yeshua Vekolim. So you see, at Mosai le'eda hara azois, eda is 10. So if the shoftua eda, v'hitzilu ha'eda, it's 10 plus 10. So we already know that in Dinei Nefashos there has to be 20. Okay, how do you know 23? So we got 20. Where's the other three? Mash, Meshen, Emmer. I know it from a pasuk because it says, lo'isia achri rabim l'rois. You can't go basaroiv l'rois. So we'll see in the Gemara what exactly this means. V'lo'isane al-riv. You're not allowed to argue with the riv, the rav, the avdezin. Lintois achri rabim l'hatas, says the Mishnah. From the fact that it says, so I know you can't go basar roif lira. Sounds like you can't use majority of dayanim to prosecute somebody. But it does sound like that eimam l'toiva. That if you want to use the roif l'toiva, that's something you could do. If the Torah says, what does that suggest? There's a concept of roif. You can't use it, l'ra. Okay. Which means that l'toiv I certainly could use. Im kein l'man ne'em achir rabim l'hatois. So fake the Mishnah. Why does it have to say achir rabim l'hatois in the next breath? L'si achir rabim l'rois. And then the pasuk concludes, Achir Rabim Lahatos. If it says, Leisi Achir Rabim Lerois, I know Achir Rabim Lahatos. Because if there's no concept of Roiv, why does the Torah have to tell me that Lero, I don't go Basar Roiv? Say there's no such thing as Roiv. The Torah says, Leisi Achir Rabim Lerois, only Lero, but Letoiv, yeah. So isn't Achir Rabim Lahatos redundant? Sok the Mishnah, Loi Katiosk, Letoiv, Atiosk, Lero. What the Mishnah pasuk is coming to say is that Avada, there's a concept of Roiv, even Lero. But there's a difference between the way you go Basar Roiv when it comes Letoiv, and the way you go Basar Roiv when it comes Lira. When it comes to Toiv, as long as one Dayan is more than the other, that would be enough. Majority works even if you have one more. But for you would need two. If that's the case, we already know that there has to be 22 Dayan. Why? You need Eda Shefetes for Eda Matzelis. Eda's 10, so you have 10 and 10, you have 20. You have to have the ability to go Basar Roiv. Basar Roiv, L'toiv, L'ra. L'ra, you would need at the very least two more. So in order to have 10 saying that you're Chayiv, 10 saying that you're Zakai, and being Mata L'ra, you have to have at least two more than 20, so you know 22. How do you get the 23rd thing? Bezdin Shokl, you can't have an even number, so my sifalei my decha to make it an odd number. I reckon eser v'shloishi end up with 23. V'kama yehei behir v'teirui l'sanhedrin says the Mishnah. How many members do you have to have in a city? How many people have to be living in a city in order for it to have a Sanhedrin? A Sanhedrin kitana, a Sanhedrin shachav gimel, may of esrim, 120. You have 120 people living in a shtetl. That was enough for it to have a bezdin of chav gimel. Rabbi Chemiyoy mir masayim v'shloishi. 130, what's the methodology of 230? Can Eged Sari Asaris? It's like this, each person will be in charge of 10. So the point is, either it's 120 or it's 230. So this is a Mishnah that you can tell is a smorgasbord of ideas. We pretty much spanned everything. And all of these different ideas that were mentioned are going to be discussed, not just in the first part, but really the Meshach to Masechta, Sugis of Yerani Dachas, all the Navi Sheker, these are all things that are going to be discussed in very great detail. But I just want to mention one Rashi. You can't go by Sanhedrin Daf Beis on an without nodding to one Rashi that's tucked away right here in Sechta. So one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah that requires a Bezin Shel Gimel is Miyun. So the Mishnah said that HaChalitza VaHamiyunim B'Shloisha. So in order to do Chalitza, there has to be a Bezin. How many members does the Bezin have to be made up of? Three. In order to do Miyun, you also have to have a Bezin. How many members of the Bezin does it have to be? Three. HaChalitza v'hamiyunin shloisha. Zok Rashi, inside. Miyunin, yesoy mektana, sheisiyu ima v'achel. A ktana whose father marries her off is married midday rice. But if she was married off not by her father, but rather by her mother, one of her brothers, like the Rambam always says, echad mishar krevel, if one of her relatives married her off, talocha is yoytza b'leget. She can leave her marriage, even without a get, b'miyun, simply by refusing to want to remain married to her husband, calls manchalagot, as long as she's still a ketana. Says Rashi, u'b'shloisha b'inon. You need three dayon. The chol de tikkun rabbonon, ke'en day raisa tikkun. Because anytime the rabbonon go and they establish a takana, they do it ke'en day raisa. U'miyun and the rabbon. Now, miyun is only midrabbonon, says Rashi. The midday raisa filo miyun loibaya. Because midday raisa, she's not even married. She wouldn't even need miyun. The enkdush ektana klum, elam ken kitchovia. The chsiv es biti. Nosati le'ishazah. So Zot Rashi, that the reason Mion is b'shloisha is because Mion was a takonas chacham and called the tikkun rabbonon ke'en day raisa tikkun. So just like if a woman is leaving a marriage midday raisa, she would need to do so b'fnei bezdin shel shloisha. So called the tikkun rabbonon ke'en day raisa tikkun, Mion was done in precisely the same way. Rabbi Kiveger in his chedushim right here Sanhedrin Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And the Noidib Yehud in the Tshuva, and the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, all say that this Rashi would seem to be a mekar to something that's discussed in very great detail amongst the Gedoyli Apoyskin. And that is, if a man is divorcing a wife, a get, does it have to be done in front of a bezin? Or does it not have to be done in front of a bezin? And at first glance, if you go through Shas, it's not clear whether you need bezdin or whether you don't need bezdin. A bezogin, the gedoyli achroinim. This Rashi right here is a mefurish raya. Because Rashi says, why does Mion need shloisha? Because Mion is kein deraisa. and called the Tikkun Rabbanon and Kein Dairaisa Tikkun. What is Miun Kein? It's Kein Gerishin. And if Miun needs three because it's Kein Gerishin, so it's back of the envelope arithmetic. Obviously, Gerishin would need three as well. So if Gerishin would need three as well, Zogin Gedoyli Achroinim, that at first glance, it would seem that this is a Raya. The problem is, Frank Rav Kiveger, I have many Rayas from Gemaras that are not mashba that way. And I'm just going to mention three. Number one, we know this Machlokes in Shas, Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, either Chasima Karsi or either Mazira Karsi. According to Reb Elazar, if a man divorces his wife, it has to be done in front of two Edim. And those two Edim are the Dovish of the Erva of Ein Dovish of Erva Pachis Mishnayim, Edim Mazira Karsi. According to Reb Meir, you don't even have to give it in front of two Edim. What is a mashma? It's mashma that you don't need to do it in front of a Bezdin, because if you did it in front of a Bezdin, then Fashtetzach, you're doing it in front of a Bezdin. Like Teishmi, do they let me real? It's Shaila is, do you need, according to Reb Meir, Edim Chasima Karsi, doesn't even have to be done in front of Edim. It's only according to Reb Elazar that you need Edim, but certainly not Bezdin. So Lechura, the Machloikis, Reb Meir and Reb Elazar, which is discussed in great detail at the very end of Masechtas Gittin, says Reb Kiveger is a raya that you don't need Bezdin. Number one. Number two. Oh, very good. Number two. Gittin daf gimel amud aleph. The Gemara discusses. I may be getting medinas hayom. Tzarich sheyoymar befonai nechtav ubefonai nechtav. And the Gemara says b'fnei kama noisnaloi. It was a machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Chanina. We don't know who said what, but we know it was a machlekes. Chadama once said b'fnei beis. V'chadama b'fnei gimel. But that's a may be getting medinas hayom. Who has to say befonai nechtav? Over there, there's one amira. Either Rabbi Chanina or Rabbi Yochanan, who held that it had to be done in front of three. But a regular maybe get the Eretz Yisrael, where there's no Befanai Nechtav or Befanai Nechtav, it's mashma, certainly two would be enough. You certainly wouldn't need a Bezdin. So you have another Raya. And a third Raya is a Gemara that we just learned a few days ago. Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. At the very, very, very end of Masechtas Bava Basra, where Abaya says a Loshen, he says, Otu called the Megarish Bebedina Megarish? What do you mean, of course? Called the Megarish Bebedina Megarish. If it has to be done in front of a Bezdin, then it obviously is Bebedina. Abaya's Lashon. Called the Megarish Bebedina Megarish. It seemed to be a Raya talked away at the end of Masechtas Bava Basra, where it's before you don't need a Bezdin. But Al Kaponim, there seem to be three greater Rayas that you don't need a Bezdin. That's interesting. If you take a look at that Shuvah from the Neid of Yehuda, so it's in Evan Ezer, Madura Tinyana, Simen Kuf Yodas, every tshuva of the Neid of Yehuda is classic. But some of the Lashonis that he has right over here in the beginning is off the charts. Now, the Yehuda over there was asked to Shiloh, there was a man who divorced his wife, and then later there were people that were being ma'arah, that maybe the get wasn't a good get. And the premise of it was, is because the Rosh Bezdin that was Mesadu the get, that presided over this get, he was apparently having a difficult time getting other Dayanim to join him on his business. This must have been a controversial guy. And finally, he had no choice but to take his Edim as one of the Dayanim and somebody else. So his son-in-law was one of the Dayanim. What happened was, this controversy, one of the Ma'irin came like a London. He said that how could you have your Edim on your Bezdin? Nimtza echad mehem karav apostle is true by Edim, it's true by Dayanim as well. See, this Mesadeh literally couldn't put together a Bezdin. He had no choice but to take his Kariv, but he put his foot in his mouth. Because now that you took a Kariv, that Bezdin is possible. It's a Nimtza Echamiyam Kariv apostle. So that's the Shiloh that was brought to the Neid of Yehuda. So the Neid of Yehuda, where he begins this Truva, he says that we're all assuming in this Shiloh that you need a Bezdin. That it's not just punk, you had three Dayanim over there to be make sure that it's being done properly, but there's a Din Bezdin. And if there's a din bezin, then you'd have that loch of nimtza echamim karve pasul, that the bezin would be pasul. But he says it's garnished as a pashit. It's not pashit at all. And he begins, just read to you, this is the excerpt I want to read. He begins with a Trumas Hadeshin. He says, Trumas Hadeshin says that if a man divorces his wife at night, he gives the get balayla, it's going to be pasul. Now what's pashit pshat? Why would it be pasul? Because it's din. It's something that needs to be done in front of bezin. Bezin doesn't convene at night. Bezin only convenes during the day. So for that reason, it would be possible. So it says, the Neid Behuda, Ubemes Temesi Moida La Trumas Hadeshen. This Trumas Hadeshen is a Gevaldi Yechidish. Liv so get haniten balayla mitam zeh. It's a big Chidish to me. And he says, Agam she Rabbi Siyos Ubemes Tamalof. Really, Rabbi Siyos already asked this kash on the Trumas Hadeshen. Aval Eich Efshir, that doesn't make me comfortable. Right? Sometimes you'll ask a kash. Oh, they ask it already. I hear it, but what's the answer? Right? So Zokti Neid Behuda, that's not doing it for me. That doesn't make me happy. So it's very nice that Rabbi Siyos was also bothered by it. But I'm also bothered. Eich efshesh about Trumas Hadeshen, Yishke, the Yipel Betoos Goluyum of Fursim Kozeh, who Rav Muvik Godel Bachreinim. The Trumas Hadeshen, Ve'imkera Bartanura, says the Meid Behuda. The Bartanura, Bepirish HaMishnayis Perik Dalud B'chayris Mishnevov. Gam Kim Shogu B'zeh. He says the same thing. You have a lot of laws of Dayanim and Masechtes B'chayris. So the Rab Bartanura over there said that you can't divorce a woman at night. Kasha be'emes hissing all of Ramah, and the Ramah in an art already asked on the Bartanura, but he said that doesn't bother me so much because on the Rab Bartanura ikri sifra lechira lepsak, he wasn't a poisik. Rak lefarish vu parshin v'loy paskin ve'imki u godol ma'od. Even though he's great, v'aval pikin ein litmayem loy diktek bedvar of kolkach. Doesn't bother me so much if he wasn't so careful with what he said. V'kos avdover she'enoy muskim al pi adin. And if he wrote in his pirish, a mishnah is something that's not oiskaltin in halacha. Aval atshumas hadeshen ikir chiburehu lepsak halacha. V'roy loy lashkich bedvar. He had to be more careful. V'loy dai lanu asar hazeh. But says the Noid Behuda, this shtorim is not even enough. It's even more than that. Elo shegam bal atshumas hadeshen loy me'atz v'kos avdover zeh. He didn't write this on his own. He said it over in the name of a gadol, who said it over in the name of his rabbi. It's all traces back to Arzarua. V'yodua sh'arzarua hu ari mivina v'hu rabbi sh'meirah mirotenberg v'eich nachshoiv chalila olav tois. It's not possible. So the bottom line is, this is the way he introduces you to the shayla with a lot of emotion, a lot of passion. But the bottom line is, it seems at first glance to be a Trumas Hadeshen and an Erzaruah that if a man divorces his wife at night, it's going to be possible. Why would it be possible? Because you need Bezdin, and Bezdin doesn't convene Balayla. But Lamaisa, there's so many Rayas that are not mashma that way. Rayas that we just mentioned, Rayas that Rabbi Kivega brings. But after all that, we're not going to go through the Truva, the Meida Behuda. We went through it once in Masechtas Gittin. But without going through the whole Arichas, what seems, however, to be then a Tamiya Gedoyla, and it's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, the first Rabbi Kivega, Masechtas Sanhedrin, is how do you understand this Rashi? Rashi says that Miyon is Bayish Loisha. And why is Miyon Bayish Loisha? Because called what's miyun te'en? It's ke'en gerishin. And gerishin then is mashma requires a bezin shal girmo. L'chur it's a t'miya g'dayla. All that I do is kashas. It's mashma at first glance that gerishin doesn't require a bezin. How then do you understand this Rashi? So the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, in Evin Ha'ezer, Chelek Beis, tshuva samache. So the Chasam Sofer over there brings the Neidib Yehuda, he brings the Sarichos, and then he says, V'divrei Rashi Reish Sanhedrin is not so shver. He says, you know why? How do you know when Rashi said Kein Dei Raisa that he means Kein Gerishin? Maybe he didn't mean Kein Gerishin. You know what Rashi meant? He meant Kein Chalitza. The Mishnah says, HaChalitza V'amiyunim B'shloisha. Zok Rashi, Miyun is called the Tikkun Rabban and Kein Dei Raisa Tikkun. Everybody assumed that what did Rashi mean? Kein Gerishin. Zok Tehil Chasam Sofer, maybe he didn't mean Kein Gerishin. Maybe what he meant was Kein Chalitza. Chalitza is also very similar to Miyun. Because what's Chalitza? There's a Zika and you're hacking up the Zika. You're taking this bond that exists between the Yav and the Yavama and you're severing it. Just like you do by Gerishin, just like you do by Miyun. So Zok, Rashi, the Mishnah together said Chalitza and Miyun. Chalitza is Deiraisa, that requires a Bezdin. Miyun is going to be called a Tikkun Rabbanon. Kein Deiraisa Tikkun, you're going to have the same exact halacha. Either way, some Geshmakur. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah began. Dine Mominus Bishloisha. Gzeilois Vichavolois Bishloisha. So what's Dine Mominus? Self-explanatory. All things related to cash geld. That's Dine Mominus. Gzeilos v'chavolos are already specific types of Dine Mominus. Gzeilos is when you're dealing with gzeilo. Chavolos is achevel b'chaveri. Fake the Gemara. Otu gzeilos v'chavolos are Dine Mominus. Aren't gzeilos v'chavolos included already in Dine Mominus? Rabba Vos said, Mahen k'toni. The way you have to read the Mishnah is as follows. Mahen Dine Mominus, gzeilos v'chavolos. Aval hoidois v'chavolos. So the way you read the Mishnah is Dine Mominus b'shloisha. Which Dine Mominus? Not all Dine Mominus. Only some Dine Mominus. Gzeilos v'chavolos. So Gzeilos v'chavolos is the commentary on Dine Mominus. Dine Mominus b'shloisha. It's a little misleading because it sounds like all Dine Mominus, anything involving money, you're going to need a Bezin Shal Gimel. It's not true. It's really only the next two items mentioned in the Mishnah. And what are those things? Those are Gzeilos v'chavolos. What's it coming to exclude? Aval hoidois v'halvois lahoi. So what's hoidois v'halvois? Rashi has two pshat. The first pshat Rashi says is very simple. Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, I loan you, right? We just spent a year going through cases like this. I loan you $1,000. In the case of hoidois, Shimon is moita. And two Edom walk into Bezin and they say, I heard Shimon be Maida, Hoidos, Baldin Kamei, Edom Domin, that he really owes Ruvi money. I mean, they didn't see the loan. They didn't see Reuven lend Shimon the money. That's not what they're saying, Eidos. They're saying that we heard Shimon be moida to Reuven, that he owes him money. How does that work? That's the Ktsois. But the point is that they're saying Eidos on Hoidois, that Shimon was moida, that he owed money. What is Halvois? Halvois is more simple. With the two Eidos walking to Bezer, and they say, we saw Reuven lend Shimon the money. Either way, if right now Shimon denies it, I wasn't moida. It's not true. I never said Hoidois, but didn't commit Eidos. In the case of Avois, or I didn't borrow money in the case of Avois, you need a Bezdin? Says the Mishnah. There you do not need a Bezdin Shal Gimel. Dine Mominus Beshloisha, when? If it's Gzeilois or Chavois. But any other type of Dine Mominus, such as Hoidois, the Avois, there the Halacha will be that you don't need a Bezdin Shal Gimel. What do you need? So that we're going to see already in tomorrow's daf. But for now, you don't need a Bezdin Shal Gimel. Says the Gemara Vitzricha. The Mishnah had to say it in such a funny way. Dine Mominus Beshloisha, Gzeilois V'chavolos, Beshloisha, in order to make its point. Because had it not said it this way, I would have never known that. Meaning, what the Mishnah really wants to tell us is Gzeilois V'chavolos is Beshloisha. But it has to say it in this convoluted way. Dine Mominus Beshloisha, Gzeilois V'chavolos Beshloisha. Meaning, Dine Mominus, Umahin Dine Mominus, Gzeilois V'chavolos. Dine Tana Dine Mominus, because had it only said Dine Mominus, that's easy. Have a minute, I would have thought I feel like that is V'chavolos. Dine Mominus sounds like everything. Tana Gzeilois V'chavolos. It's obvious why the Mishnah couldn't just say Dine Mominus. It had it include Gzeilois V'chavolos. The Tana Gzeilois V'chavolos had it say Gzeilois V'chavolos, for like Tana Dine Mominus and not Dine Mominus, have a minute, I would have thought, who I didn't have to do is V'chavolos, that I do is V'chavolos are included as well. V'hai, the Tana Gzeilois V'chavolos, and the reason the Mishnah said Gzeilois V'chavolos, Mishum the Iker Gimel, the Chsivi, be Gzeilois V'chavolos Chsivi, because the Makar, Tedini Mominus Beshloisha, something that the Gemara is going to discuss in greater detail on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, but the Makar is the fact that it says the word Elohim three times in the Parsha of the Shomrim in Parshas Mishpatim. So, familiar with the Parsha of the Shomrim, you give somebody a Pekadim, Shemichinam, Zeilav Aveda, Shvuah, Shlai Shalach Bayad, Shein Ebershusi, Rafuna, etc., 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 etc. Right, so in that Parsha over there, where the Mafkid goes over to the Nifkan and he says, where's my thing that I gave you to watch for me? If he denies it, he's a kofer bepekadin. So there's a whole parsha of how you deal with him. And it says in that context, three times, the word Elohim. Elohim means bezdin. So you see from there, three dayan. Now what's that parsha talking about? If I go over to you and I tell you, I gave you a pekadin. Where is it? And you start hemming and hawing. You start denying it. That's gzeilois. Why is it gzeilois? Because you're a kofer bepekadin. And a kofer bepekadin is a gazlan. So you're dealing with gzeilois. And it says the word Elohim three times. So you see, you need three dayanim for gzeilois. So says the Gemara that had it only said gzeilois v'chavolos b'shloisha, ich volt gevolt meinin, that really all the name ominous requires three dayanim. Why did the Mishnah only mention it by gzeilois? The reason the Mishnah only mentioned by gzeilois is because the ikar makar, that Dine Mominus Beshloisha is learned out from Gzeilois. It's from the three times it says the word Elohim, which it says in the parish of Kofer Bekadin, which is Gzeilois. So I would have thought that really Lav Dafku Gzeilois V'Chavolos. All Dine Mominus Beshloisha. Again, Vahai Diktoni Gzeilois V'Chavolos. But the reason the Mishnah mentioned Gzeilois V'Chavolos is the Iker Gimel Dechsivi Gzeilois V'Chavolos. Gzeilois, again, Dechsivi Nikrabal Bais Elohim Chavolos. And what about Chavolos? It doesn't say Elohim by Chavolos, but Mali Chaval Begufi, Mali Chaval Bebemoinik. What's Chavolos? You Chaval Bechaveiro. You hurt somebody. Gzeilo and Chavolos is the same thing, says the Gemara. In one, you're hurting him in his pocket. The other one, you're hurting him physically in his body. But the bottom line is, it would have been misleading Tana. For that reason, the Mishnah said, Dine Mominus Beshloisha, Gzeilois V'Chavolos Beshloisha. And the way you read it is, Mahen Dine Mominus, Gzeilois V'Chavolos, Avaloidois V'Avois, Loi. Either way, we will conclude here.